May 16th, 1972, an interview with Royal Cloyd in Boston, Robert Brown interviewing. Could you explain, we're sitting here in the Boston Center for the Arts, could you give some idea of how you first got into the arts? Did you come to Boston with such an involvement, or has this developed slowly through your career? Could you talk a bit about your earlier work, and at least as it would shed light on your present position as head of the Center for the Arts? And then perhaps I can get into greater detail asking about something of the history of that led to the center. But if you could first talk a bit about your own personal orientation some time ago, let's say, if it had bearing on what it led to today.
Well, I came to Boston from Illinois about 16 years ago. I did not come here in any professional capacity in the arts directly. I came to take charge of the adult programs division of the National Offices for the Unitarian Universalist Churches. This is related because they publish a lot of things in the arts, and it was our responsibility to produce a lot of various kinds of programs, films, tapes, we made records, all kinds of things that certainly involve artists. But it was not directly. I had been in Illinois before I came, very much involved, particularly in theater, but also in a community arts program that was developed in Champaign-Urbana in Illinois, and it was a kind of catch-all community thing that we put together a lot of small groups, a community symphony and a flute club, and there were a group of painters that had some history. We developed a community theater. We developed some organizations, but it was it didn't have a place, or that is, each of the groups met in different places, and we weren't really concerned with real estate at all, but simply providing a variety of activities, and we kind of...
Did this reach out into the whole Champaign-Urbana community?
Yeah. Yes, and we drew for audiences on the region as well as the town. Champaign-Urbana is a very rich place in terms of certain kinds of talent. With a relatively small population, even when all the college students are there, around 100,000 people, but an awful lot of people who come there to staff that enormous university have well-developed skills in the arts. Mm-hmm. So it was a pretty rich program. There were several hundred people involved on a regular basis as in producing and working within this thing. But at no time, I have to say, did I consider that as a professional goal. My involvement in Boston really came because of my involvement here in the South End. We moved to the South End, and I got involved as the chairman of the Urban Renewal Project, the Citizens Committee here for the district. And we began to consider with the citizens. We had many, many hearings, and we also spent a lot of time talking among ourselves about the kinds of things that we would like to have in this district. And we spent from 1960 to 1965 in planning. Actually, planning included a lot of fighting, but the community was down here talking about this for 5 years before we could get a plan upon which we could get enough agreement to get it approved by the City Council and the Redevelopment Authority and so on. But in that plan was the site for this Center for the Arts. And it probably was put here first because of the existence of the Cyclorama building and the National Theater. When it was discovered what these were, people began to think of how they might be used. And we talked a lot about it, and there were needs, obviously, for space for artists. And many of the people who were moving into the South End, and some of the people who had lived here before, were the kinds of people who felt that this would be an asset to the community. And so when the plan was adopted in 1965, this 2 to 3 acre site